So the issue of that gospel is part of a long discourse that Jesus gives, in chapter 3. So what I'd like to do is just kind of focus on the first reading, because we have the apostles in the early church being arrested and being forbidden to speak about God. And of course, his answer that Peter gives is something that, we've been talking about for a while. It's like we must obey God rather than men, rather than people. And, we sometimes think even today, since we are forbidden to speak about God, let's say in our schools or in the public forum, that's nothing new. That's happened all the way back to even Jesus's time, that there, as the proclamation of the gospel is done, we have to realize that it's always been that people have forbidden those who believe this to speak it, that's a challenge, I think, for all generations to be able to proclaim. And even, it was even worse in other countries, especially communist countries or Muslim countries, or even the countries like where we had in Japan during that time and in China. So these places where they have forbidden anybody to speak that. And the Christians who have been forbidden come forward and say, I have to speak because I believe in, I believe in God. A challenge for all of us in our day. In many places there are specific laws where you would be fired. There's no question about it. If you did speak about God, you said anything about him, that's true in our midst. And the thing when I was reflecting on it, is not necessarily the laws of the authority, but sometimes the laws of, or the experience of trying to speak it in your family, and you've been forbidden, or to speak about it among your friends, or an area at work where you would want to talk about it, not necessarily where you've been forbidden, but you don't have the courage. We don't have the courage to say it. There are things that could be said and should be said, maybe in certain situations, but because we've been kind of trained not to talk about those things, that it's a private matter, that we have silenced ourselves even from proclaiming even the good part of that all people would accept, of reconciliation and of healing, and but yet because we've imposed it maybe even on ourselves now. Because it's been imposed on us, we then impose it on ourselves. The challenge word's always here. We must obey God rather than men. Even if these people say, we have silenced you, we gave you strict orders to stop talking about him. We have that same kind of courage that the apostles have, obviously with a lot of prudence.